Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Defensive Security Podcast. My name is Jerry Bell. This week we're going to take a break from the normal review of security incidents to talk about predictions for 2013. It's that time of year when security vendors and IT companies in general start releasing their predictions for the next year, and this year's definitely no different. A couple weeks ago, I went through and pulled together about 13 or 14 different companies' predictions for 2014, and a couple things occurred to me. One is that most of the predictions are crap, for lack of a better term. Clearly, I will say most of them are very easy predictions. Some of them are self-serving predictions based on the industry or product that the company making the prediction offers, and some of them are actually pretty good. But one thing I noticed is that if you take a look at the list of predictions as a whole, there's some interesting trends to pay attention to. I looked through the list of predictions I had compiled and tried to put them into different categories. And I think these categories are somewhat meaningful, even if the underlying individual predictions might not be necessarily all that meaningful. So I want to go through the categories I've pulled together in this podcast. I think this will be useful as a yardstick or a guide for the coming year to help us figure out where we ought to be paying attention. The first category of predictions relates to the tactics used by attackers. Most of these tactics are already in place, or they are extrapolations of what's already in place. For instance, some of the predictions relate to attacks being focused on web browsers, social engineering and malicious emails being an increasingly common vector for attacking people, as well as drive-by web attacks. Now, what's interesting to me is that these are all attacks against workstations. So from a tactics standpoint, I'm not really seeing new predictions related to infrastructure-based attacks. It really definitely seems to be centered on the user. The next category of prediction, as you might guess, is cyber war. The predictions for cyber war really have mostly to do with new players entering the fray, the attacks themselves becoming more sophisticated, and just generally becoming more pervasive. Following cyber war is an interesting category to me, which is the unintended consequences of cyber war. Personally, I think cyber war as a concern is a bunch of crap. If we look at what's happened in the past year and a half or so related to, quote, cyber war, things like Stuxnet and Dooku and Flame and Gauss and all of its relatives have been very narrowly focused and generally impacted only those organizations that they were targeted at. While they made a lot of news, and I know a lot of companies ran around scrambling trying to figure out if they had Stuxnet trying to destroy their assembly lines, the reality is it just wasn't there. However, I think the major thing that needs to be paid attention to relative to cyber war are the lessons that these tools teach commercial malware authors, like those who wrote TDSS and Zeus and Black Hole and many of the other common malware variants we see out there today. These people are benefiting greatly by looking at the tactics that were developed by arguably some very brilliant government scientists. The other prediction in this category is that we'll see an increase in malware that's customized and tailored to the targets that the attacker is going after. So this will be similar to what we saw with Stuxnet, for instance, targeting a specific nuclear facility in Iran. The next major category of predictions has to do with mobile threats. There's quite a few different individual predictions here, but most of them really center on the vulnerability of Android and the number of Android malware variants that are out there and the proliferation of malware on legitimate Android app stores. Also, there's some predictions about the commoditization of mobile malware, mobile spyware as an emerging threat. But interestingly, Verizon, who creates the annual data breach investigations report, had a pretty unique take on this one. And I tend to think this is probably true, at least in most of the major developed countries, and that's that the main threat to mobile is still going to be lost and stolen devices. After just talking about cyber war, I know that's really boring, but there you have it. The next category of predictions has to do with the evolution of malware, and this is really separate from the discussion about unintended consequences of cyber war. This is very specific about evolving tactics in kind of common garden variety malware using new tactics like sandbox evasion and attacking sandboxes themselves, as well as new types of rootkits, the emergence of ransomware, which, by the way, if you've been paying attention to the news lately, is becoming a really big problem. And so it seems like that prediction's already come true. And then also cross-platform malware emerging. We saw some of that in 2011 already with some of the Java-based malware. All right, moving on. The next category is passwords. Yet another boring and unsexy area of security, but when you get down to it, one of the most serious. Two primary predictions here are that we will continue to see authentication-related problems be a major concern, and also related to that, widespread adoption of two-factor authentication. I'm not going to hold my breath on that for 2013, but I have to believe at some point we will cross a threshold where that's going to be demanded or legislated. The next category is embedded devices becoming attack targets. So the predictions here are that TVs, HVAC systems, and security systems all becoming new targets for attackers in the coming year. There's been a lot of talk about TVs in particular. I think the lesson here from me is that there's a lot of non-traditional devices out there where security hasn't been a main focus. So operating systems and some of the more mainstream software packages that have been exposed to the internet for a long time have had a history of security focus, and a lot of these other devices don't have that in their development culture. So maybe we will see really pervasive attacks against my Nest thermostats or my Panasonic smart TV. We'll check back in next year on that. Next up as a category is legislative changes. So in 2012, the big story was that we anticipated in here in the U.S. some major piece of cybersecurity legislation that never really passed. Most of the predictors have some sort of a comment related to some law or other passing next year. I think it's probably pretty unlikely. There's a lot of conflicting special interests behind this, and to me it seems like we're just going to see more stagnation. One of the underlying ideas behind this would be to see some kind of a cooperation between organizations, which would enable the industry as a whole to improve its defenses through some kind of information sharing arrangement, and possibly even mandated minimum standards for different kinds of industries. Moving on to the next category, which is hacktivism. The main predictions here are that the easy targets are going to dry up, so it's going to be a lot harder to run LOIC against Bank of America or PNC or some other random bank, and I certainly think that's likely to be true. The next prediction there is that hacktivist techniques are going to mature. I think that goes in line with the previous prediction. So as the easy targets dry up, their tactics have to change. The next prediction for hacktivism is that they're going to adopt a more structured process. And I thought this one was pretty interesting, that the assertion is they're going to take up a process where they attack first and then take credit later. I personally disagree with that. And the last major prediction is that the hacktivists are really going to up their games in 2013 with some dramatically larger denial of service attacks, and also move away from just plain old data disruption, denial of service types of attacks, and data disclosure, and actually move into data destruction. And to me, this seems like a prediction that came out after reading about Project Blitzkrieg, where some enterprising people in Eastern Europe are trying to coordinate a number of botnets to do a major attack against a number of U.S. banks. The next category has to do with the impacts of attacks, and there's really two predictions I found there. One was, as I mentioned under hacktivism, moving from basic disruptive attacks to destructive attacks, and in line with that, the second prediction is for the first cyber-related death. So somebody dies as a result of a hacking incident. If you've not seen some of the work done by Barnaby Jack related to medical devices, you can definitely see how this is within the realm of possibility. All right, so we're going to wrap this up a little bit early this week because of my crazy work schedule and the Christmas holiday. But first, I want to give my predictions. My prediction number one, hacktivists will realize their real power is the threat of an attack, not the attack itself, and then they'll act accordingly. Prediction number two, financial fraud-driven malware based on government malware starts to become common. Prediction number three, we'll see marketplaces for buying and selling access to infected systems inside specific organizations. So if I want to, for instance, auction off the system that I just compromised at a organization, I would be able to do that. And certainly different organizations would likely see different prices being demanded. And my last prediction is that password reuse becomes a major problem for consumers. We saw this a little bit in 2012 with the many different breaches of passwords, where millions of passwords were brute forced and we saw all manner of chaos as people's email accounts and whatnot were compromised because they used the same password. The challenge is that it really hasn't sunk in to Joe User that this is a very serious problem that they need to take care of, and it's going to be inconvenient to use different passwords on different sites. But unfortunately, it's going to become a necessity, and it's really going to start impacting them personally if they don't do it. So that's it. That's the podcast for this week. I hope everyone has had a good holiday season so far, and please, if you are out celebrating New Year's, do be careful, and I look forward to talking to everyone next time. Have a great evening.